Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the news continues. A 110-year-old painting featuring Native Americans rowing a canoe on the Mississippi River has been restored to its original beauty. Stuart McMillan spoke with Diane Nagy, president of the Kimswick Historical Society, explaining how it became ripped and scuffed.
We have a copy of a photograph that was taken, about 1990. This painting hung in the Old House restaurant, which is now LaChance Winery. And as you said, you remember seeing it there.
I do. My mom was a waitress.
Really?
At the steakhouse.
Well, then she there it is right there on the wall. And it hung in the Ulysses S. Grant room, and there's a fireplace in there. But there's an exhaust fan in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And every time the exhaust fan was put into service, it blew soot out of the fireplace onto the painting. And you
onto
can see
the painting.
Yes. It's dirty. You can see that.
Yeah.
But then when Georgia Crowe closed the restaurant, and then Luciana Gladney Ross, who owned the building, sold it, and it went through a couple of people, and the man who bought the building and contents. And this painting made its rounds in basements in Kimswick of all the buildings this gentleman owned. And in December of 2022, his widow, Cindy Kramer, gave the Historical Society the painting. But as you can see, painting had some issues.
Tell me what happened. There's a big old
rips.
Giant hole in it.
Look at those rips in there. When it hung in the restaurant, they had wooden ladder-back chairs, and a gentleman fell over backwards in the chair and fell into the painting.
That's how good the food was there.
There you go. Are the drinks one of the two? And he ripped it something. I mean, you can see that. Also, this must have been on the floor somewhere because it had dog paw prints with their nails punched holes in it.
So it didn't have much love over the years. It was beat up.
It disappeared.
It was soot all over it. Dogs trampled on it. And it just kind of went in disrepair.
From 1990 to 2022, it had a very sad life.
So what's in the painting for people that can't see it?
It's a large, large canoe. It's entitled Early Days on the Mississippi River. And it's full of Native Americans. There's an Indian chief in the middle of the canoe. And I think there are 12 braves in the canoe with him, and they're paddling. It's history, it's the Mississippi River, and the Historical Society decided we need to have this conserved.
The painting entitled Early Days of the Mississippi River can be viewed Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Kimswick History Museum. The news continues on KMOX. A newly restored 110-year-old painting is hanging up in the Kimswick History Museum, featuring 13 Native Americans rowing a canoe in the Mississippi River. Left in a room with a giant fireplace, dark black soot caked onto the painting over the years. Stuart McMillan spoke with curator Diana Nagy, who says it could have been used as an advertisement during the 150th anniversary of St. Louis at Forest Park.
Who did this painting? Why are we restoring it? What's the big deal?
His name was Jay Tschudi, T-S-C-H-U-D-I, and he was he came from Switzerland. His parents brought over, and they settled in Iowa. So he was a painter, but he did mostly frescoes. Banks, theaters, private homes, but not individual paintings. It was on the wall. So there's not a lot of his work around anywhere because those buildings.
So mostly murals in his past and not paintings.
But he did advertising for people as well. And so when I found his name, I started doing some research. And as it turns out, he was living in St. Louis in the early 1900s. He died, I think it was 1920, lived down on 2nd Street. I found his death certificate. But we had this, and so we started doing some research, and I found a lady named Dr. Wendy Barrett, and she mentioned him. I called her, introduced myself, told her about, she thought, that is exciting because you don't see any of his work. It's in buildings that have been knocked down. In 1914, there was a big event in St. Louis at the Forest Park. It was the 150th anniversary of the founding of the city of St. Louis. Big weekend event, 100,000 people each day. And there were a lot of Native Americans there performing and doing, and you know, acting out things and playing their instruments and such. And it's thought that this was made as an advertisement for that event. Because the way it was constructed, Dr. Barrett said this was not made to hang in a home because of the way it was put on this piece of wood.
It's a one of a kind.
It is. It is. And there's not too many out there by Mr. Schutte, even if he did do a painting or two somewhere along the line. It's just beautiful.
The painting entitled Early Days of the Mississippi River can be viewed Saturday and Sunday at the Kimswick History Museum.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.